Welcome back to Kingdom in the Chaos. I'm so glad you're here today. Life has a way of pulling on our hearts in a thousand different directions, through stress, relationships, and even the constant noise of comparison. And if we're not careful, what sneaks into our hearts will spill out into every area of our lives. Today, we're leaning in to Proverbs 4:23, where scripture reminds us to guard your heart above all else, for it is the wellspring of life. That's a powerful truth, because it means our heart is the source from which everything else flows. If we let worry, bitterness, or negativity take root, it changes our outlook, our relationships, and even how we see ourselves. But when we guard our hearts with God's truth, peace, and joy, well, that overflows instead. So in this episode, we're going to reflect on what it means to guard our hearts, how to build healthy boundaries, and how to create space for God's peace, even when the world around us feels messy. So let's take a deep breath and say this prayer with me. Father, thank you for reminding us that our hearts are precious to you. When chaos, stress, or negativity try to invade, help us to guard our hearts with your truth. Lord, give us wisdom to discern what we let in and courage to build boundaries that protect our peace. Fill us with your spirit so that what flows out of us, our words, our actions, our presence, it reflects your love. Quiet the noise of comparison, soften our anger, and remind us daily that you are the keeper of our souls. Today, Lord, we choose to let your truth be louder than our fears. In Jesus' name, amen. So again, our verse today, Proverbs 4:23. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. You are like water to everything around you. Your words, your energy, your presence flow outward from what's deep inside your heart. So when your heart is wounded, or when it's weary, or it's full of doubt, that colors everything. Your relationships, your attitude, your sense of peace. That's why Proverbs urges us to guard our hearts above all else, because it is the wellspring of life. What flows from your heart shapes your whole world. In seasons of chaos, it's especially tempting to let worry, bitterness, or comparison slip in and take root. Maybe it's that quick anger that flares up unexpectedly, or the endless scrolling through social media that makes you feel less than. Those things, when left unguarded, steal your energy, rob your joy, and steal the peace God wants you to have. Guarding your heart means being intentional about what you let in. It means choosing what you feed your mind and soul, who you listen to, and what you believe about yourself and God's promises. Let God's truth be louder than your fears. Build boundaries around your inner life that protect your soul. Boundaries that say, I will not allow negativity, comparison, or worry to take over my heart. Even when the chaos outside doesn't quiet down, you can create a sanctuary inside your heart where God's peace reigns. Guard your heart well, friend, because from there, everything flows. Lord, thank you that my heart matters so much to you. Help me to guard it more carefully today. What I feed it, how I speak to it, who I let influence it. Protect me from anything that pollutes my wellspring. Fear, self-criticism, negativity. Cover me with your truth and peace so I can walk in wholeness. In Jesus' name, amen. What I want to leave you with today is what's draining or poisoning your heart right now? Is it news cycles? Is it relationships? Negative self-talk? Write it down and then consider a boundary or action you can take to protect your inner peace. Now, friend, your heart is the wellspring of your life. What flows from it shapes everything around you. Guard it carefully. Fill it with God's truth. And let His peace be the loudest voice you hear. If today's episode encouraged you, I'd love for you to subscribe, share it to a friend, because you never know who needs a daily dose of God's love and reminder. And I pray that's what we have been here so far. As you go about your day, remember, God is with you. His word is your anchor. And your heart is worth guarding. This is Kingdom in the Chaos. I'll see you tomorrow.